Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday the 8th of July, 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermon's cards cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today we're in Psalm 130, verse 4. It reads, "But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared." The context here is that the psalmist has come to God for mercy. And in verse 3, he has reminded himself that if God kept a record of sins, no one could stand. And then verse 4, but with you, with God, with the Lord, there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared. How important that word but is. If he kept a record of sins, no one could stand but with you. But there's something different about the nature of God. He does not hold a grudge. He does not hold our sins against us. There's a way to have those sins forgiven. The psalmist is aware of his sin. It troubles him, and humility is his response, which of course is what gives him hope. He hopes that he can find forgiveness. He knows that God does forgive and that he can forgive. So why is fear connected to forgiveness here in verse 4? Therefore you are feared. Does this fear in the same context as forgiveness refer to the acknowledgement that God has the right to judge according to the covenant he established with Israel and to which Israel agreed? The fear could be to do with that. And indeed, as Christians, we have an appropriate sense of fear connected with our sin and with God because we know he is holy and his nature cannot be compromised. Perhaps in this verse, the fear could be more about reverence. In other words, God is to be feared because he is the only one who can forgive. Therefore, he is to be taken seriously. Christians aren't people who focus on their sin. Christians aren't people who wallow in their sin. They're also not people who try to rationalize their sin. We take sin seriously. It produces an appropriate fear in us because we know that if our sin caused Jesus to go to the cross, it must be of ultimately huge significance to our relationship with God. The fear mentioned here in verse 4 of Psalm 130 isn't, I think, seen as a negative kind of fear by the psalmist, or else he wouldn't have written the following verses, verses 5 and 6, where he says he waits for the Lord, he puts his hope in God, he waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. And we'll come to that in the next podcast, but there's something very positive there. The psalmist, I think, wants the Lord himself, not just his forgiveness. He wants a right relationship with God, and that is his hope. And so he's willing to bring his sin, as much as he knows this is a dangerous thing in a way. He's coming, approaching a holy and righteous God. And yet he comes because he wants a relationship. That's the hope he has. And that's also the same reason why a Christian comes to God with their sin. They don't come with their sin because they think it doesn't matter to God. They don't come with their sin to wallow in it, but they come to God with their sin because that gives us hope for a relationship with God. We want that sin to be dealt with by the holy and righteous God who loves to forgive because it brings us back to God in a right relationship with him. When we remember that the real point is about having a relationship with God, and that really is our desire, then confessing our sins is not really a problem. Let's remember what it says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. So let's come honestly and humbly to God with our sin. Let's be appropriately reverent and fearful of what sin can do to us and the God that is holy, but let us come with our sin so that he can forgive it, so that we can be again in right relationship with him. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 5. If you want to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.